நீங்கள் SBS தமிழோடு இணைந்துள்ளீர்கள்.
Good afternoon, Rajan. Would you download the app?
I would very much like to download the app. I have not done so yet. I would like to know more about the app and about the various protections for privacy and security before I take that step.
For that reason, former Premier of New South Wales and current Senator Christina Kennelly had said that she will not be downloading and she will not advocate anyone to do that.
And I know that several politicians have said the same thing, including, I believe, the former leader of the National Party, Barnaby Joyce. I share some of the concerns that are being expressed. Now, obviously, the coronavirus is a very serious health emergency, and some very serious measures are required. And obviously, if I were to come into contact with someone who, unbeknownst to me, was carrying the virus, I would like to know about it, not only for my own health, but also so that I can safeguard the health of people around me. So there's a very serious purpose that is served by the tracing app. However, there are also some serious concerns about the privacy of the data that is collected and for what purpose that data might be used in the future.
No one so far had disputed that it's a good thing for keeping the community safe from the virus. But people who have expressed concern have expressed concern over privacy issues. Two things. One, people say that there should be a sunset clause so that the app will cease to exist and extract data from mobile phones after some time. And two, that the data may be kept not in Australia but in America because the government is planning on using Amazon data services. What's your take on that?
I certainly agree that the app should cease to exist after a certain time, namely once the pandemic emergency has passed. One of the concerns definitely is that the app will continue to collect data after the pandemic has passed and that the government might find new uses for it after the immediate crisis and decide that, you know, it may be a good idea to continue this tracing ability. So we definitely want to avoid that as an organization. My organization, Civil Liberties Australia, has said that any such app should be time limited and should, as you say, cease to exist after a certain period of time. The other issue you mentioned is where will the data be stored? Will it be stored within Australia or will it be stored overseas? And I have heard the Prime Minister giving assurances that the data will be stored in Australia. Now, I'm not a data security specialist myself. And from my point of view, I can't really say that storing the data in servers based in Australia makes it any more safe from security breaches than if it were to be stored in servers based overseas. Physical location, yes, it is one aspect of the security of the data. The other aspect, and perhaps the more important aspect, is the encryption of the data. So on the one hand, it is reassuring that the servers will be based here in Australia. But on the other hand, that is only a partial safeguard against breaches of security. And there have been many examples of Australians' data being breached in the past, both in minor and major terms, regardless of where exactly that data has been stored.
The government had said for people who have raised privacy issues that the individual's name is not essential to use the app. A pseudonym is enough. Does it protect a person's privacy?
On face value, it does. And as I understand, the source code for the app has not yet been made publicly available as of the last time I checked. So yes, I've read that you can register for the app under a pseudonym. But however, that app is downloaded to a phone and that phone is registered in your name. Again, not being a technology security specialist, I don't know whether simply registering for the app on pseudonym will mean that your identity data is irretrievable from that app. I just don't know the answer to that question. Other thing I would say is that the success of the app, as you know, requires nearly 50% or around 50% of the population to download the app. And as an organization, Civil Liberties Australia definitely wants to see effective solutions for the current pandemic emergency. I think we all do. Unfortunately, for that 50% target to be achieved, it will require a lot of trust in the government and trust in this app amongst the people. The unfortunate thing is that I think there is a shortage of such trust amongst the Australian people. Number of laws and quite authoritarian or draconian laws were passed after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Unfortunately, what the Australian people have seen is that those laws have remained on the books for nearly 20 years now, and many of them have been used for purposes which have not been related to protecting the Australian people from terrorism. Similarly, we have seen such laws being used against journalists just in the last 12 or 18 months to pursue journalists and trying to identify their sources. These actions have lost a lot of trust in the government amongst the people. And so it will be interesting to see whether people trust the government sufficiently to download this app.
Singaporeans who are generally compliant with whatever the government asks them to do, only 20% or less have downloaded that app. So how can you expect Australians to be more trusting to download the app?
That's right. And I think that this issue will probably be seen around the world. And generally, I think the Australian people probably does have a degree of trust in the government. But on issues, on similar issues, such as, for example, introduction of an electronic health record for all Australians, the uptake of such things has been very, very low in Australia. And I think a big part of the reason is that people don't yet have the trust that that information will be held securely, that their privacy will be maintained, and the information won't be used for purposes other than the purpose for which it was stored in the first place.
Thank you very much, Rajan.
All right, Sanjay, and thank you very much.
Have a great evening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
விருப்பம் பகிர்வு கருத்து பதிவு லைக் ஷேர் காமெண்ட் SBS தமிழின் Facebook.